Aircheckdownloads.com.
Six minutes to nine. Graham Dean has just strolled into the studio. You're not here until Monday, Dean. What
are
you doing?
Oh, yes, I am. Well, I have just survived the Battle of Apex Corner. the trenches were soaking today. I could what's that? We, as a memento of this auspicious occasion, I feel I've done this before. It's been done to me before.
Yeah, it's not long ago.
That was the champagne. Your producer...
Yes.
A bit like
the weather forecast this morning, wet and windy.
Wet and windy, yes. Yeah. That's a bottle of champagne. I might have you know that you've called him a cheapskate over the weeks and months. He bought that out of his own pocket, a bottle of champagne. So we're all getting that.
I noticed my wallet was missing from my briefcase at one point yesterday.
Yes, that wouldn't surprise me. Anyway,
cheers.
Now don't interrupt me. We've got this huge present for you as a memento of the last
gigantic.
two and a bit years.
It's about 2 foot by 2 foot.
Do you like the wrapping paper?
Well, shall I open it all now? It's very nice. You look like you've been up all night wrapping it, actually, Graham.
I've been up all morning wrapping it. That was worse.
For those listening in stereo, I'll describe the appearance of this. It's pink wrapping paper. It's a cardboard box that has been opened and resealed umpteen times.
Yes, I didn't do that very well. I'm sorry.
I think you've changed the present several times. Depends on your stature, you see.
How did you get... We nearly got you to go and buy it.
What is this? For heaven's sake, this is... This is the biggest alarm clock I've ever seen.
That's what it is.
But it's... Look at it.
Isn't that wonderful?
It must be 2 foot 6 tall.
That's the silly present from the breakfast show team, right? The other one comes later.
Does it?
Yes, try to describe it.
Well, it's red, and it's, as I said, it's about 2 foot across, and it's a real alarm clock, one of the traditional ones with the big brass bells on top and things.
Can I get it
to make a noise? No, I can't.
No,
it is
an alarm clock. You might be thinking, why have I carefully, because you've got to knock your champagne over
You've taken the hammers off it.
Yes, why have we got you an alarm clock when you're leaving the breakfast show?
Exactly.
The thing is... It doesn't go off.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The dinger doesn't dong. So
it's a dongless alarm clock.
It's a dongless alarm clock, but it does work. The clock actually works. There's a second hand there, and it says, 6 minutes to nine. Is that right?
It's around about... Well, it's actually about 4 minutes to nine, but don't worry about it.
Oh, well,
listen, good
slow.
Luck for Monday morning.
Thank you, and the best of luck to you. Happy lions with your new alarm clock.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm sure Monday morning's going to be super. I've got some good ideas lined up there.
Yes, I heard you mentioning them earlier. So,
yes.
Which will swing into action at 6:30.
Swing away. Thanks, Graham. All the best to you. And thank you to Stephen as well. Stephen Robin, the producer of The Breakfast Show. And a few more thank yous just to come in just a second.
If you can bear with... Streamers!
If you can bear with this self-indulgence for just a while longer before 9 o'clock. What is all this commotion going on here? It's 2 minutes to nine on Capital. I just have to say very many thanks to people like Mick Brown, Tim Blackmore, Tony Hale, Roy Jones, David Briggs and Stephen Robin, who've all been involved over the past couple of years producing The Breakfast Show. They put it together. For every person you hear on air at Capital, there's at least 10 others who you never hear of at all. And they're the important ones. So thank you to the engineers and everybody like that. Listen, all I can say to you is not bye-bye, but till we meet again, all right? It's 2 minutes to nine. Have a good Friday. AirCheckDownloads.com.